In the 20th century, Western science came to understand that all solid objects are actually made of invisible vibrations. Just as there are different planes of material things, there are also different spiritual planes, a shocking notion to the pious Catholic brothers, mostly Irish, who were my teachers at school. To them, the only spirit was the Holy Ghost that lived in heaven. We children were politic enough not to disagree. Yet in our cosmos, it only made sense that if the earth was a dense spiritual world, there must be higher spiritual planes known to us as lokas, which in Western mystical circles became known as astral planes. There are an almost infinite number of astral planes, divided into a higher and lower astral world, and even the lowest ones vibrate at a higher frequency than the material world. Long ago, the West gave up trying to hear the music of the spheres, but in India it is believed that a person with finely tuned consciousness can go inward and actually hear the vibration of various higher planes. He or she can see, hear, touch, taste, and smell in those planes, as we do in dreams. In the lower astral planes, we find psychic phenomena, clairvoyance, telepathy, and other refinements of the five gross senses, as well as ghosts, apparitions of disembodied souls, and spirits that for one reason or another are stuck. Every Indian child devours comic books about the exploits of various heroes who fought their battles in faraway lokas. Slipping in and out of material existence was our version of traveling to outer space. In the Indian tradition, every physical body is assigned an accompanying astral body. Your astral body is a complete mirror of your physical body, but since it operates at a higher frequency, most people are unaware of it. During life, the physical body provides a garment for the soul. It gives it the appearance of being localized in the material world. In death, as the physical body begins to disintegrate, the departing soul enters an astral plane that corresponds to its existence on the material plane. Astral planes are the first station of a dying person. The disembodied soul then begins to work out its karmic experience by seeing the balance of right and wrong from the life just passed. Through self-examination, it gradually ascends to the higher frequencies of more spiritual astral planes, no longer weighed down by pain and suffering, as those experiences give way to the light of clarity. Much later, when I began to research karma, I found that after we die, we remain self-motivated. A soul moves according to its desire from one astral plane to another, projecting, as in a dream, whatever sights and people, guides and astral entities it needs for its own advancement. All these planes have been imagined by spirit, just as it imagined the material plane. The Indian word for spirit was Brahman, which is everything, the one consciousness that fills every plane of existence. But Indians are relaxed about terminology, as befits a very old culture. We use God, Rama, Shiva, Maheshwara. The most important thing wasn't the name, but the concept of a single consciousness that created everything and continued to do so in infinite dimensions at infinite speed. The cosmos is non-local. That is, it can't be mapped as a location. After death, we gradually stop being local. We see ourselves as we really are from the soul's perspective, everywhere at once. This adjustment is probably the biggest obstacle any of us will encounter in the astral planes. Right now, you may say that the earth is my location, but that's true only from the vantage point of this material plane. In the universe, everything is non-local. You are at the center of the universe, because infinity extends in all directions. Similarly, each moment is the center of time, because eternity stretches around that moment in all directions. The transformational process after death is not a movement to some other place or time, it is just a change in the quality of our attention.